In Syria, government forces have blocked an aid convoy backed by the U.S. and Russia. NPR's Allison Mews reports from Beirut that the rival superpowers have been unable to bring promised relief to besieged communities.
Last week's aid convoy would have been the first to reach Daraya since government forces besieged the Damascus suburb in November 2012. A nationwide truce backed by the U.S. and Russia was supposed to facilitate such aid deliveries. In video shot by activists in Daraya, a mother says, "We've gone days without bread. The kids are collapsing from dizziness." Civilians were enraged the aid was negotiated to include medicine, but not food. And yet hundreds gathered under the blazing sun last week to wait for the convoy, which never came. What they did get was shelling, breaking weeks of fragile truce. Footage from the scene purports to show two of the mangled victims. Local anti-regime activist Malik Rafai says they were a father and his grown son, returning home disappointed after the convoy was blocked by government forces.
They shelled the base with people gathered waiting for the aid convoy.
Jan Egeland heads the U.S. and Russia-backed task force that secured the permissions for the convoy. He calls what transpired a total debacle for diplomacy.
For 5 hours on this last government checkpoint, we had to wait while there was frantic diplomatic activity from the UN, from the Russians.
In the end, the mission was aborted. Egeland says Daraya is among 6 areas where no aid has passed, all surrounded by regime forces. But opposition groups also obstruct aid to places like Kefreya. That northern village is besieged by al-Qaeda and allied rebel factions. I reached Ayed Youssef, whose family is trapped there.
About what the people are eating there, everything is from the nature, like grass, trees and some animals. A lot of people died because of the lack of medical care.
Egeland hopes the outcry over Daraya will be a wake-up call for all sides and mark a return to humanitarian principles. But on the ground, the fragile truce is unraveling. Daraya activist Rafai says regime forces have resumed regular shelling, targeting the farmland where people grow crops to survive. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.